This is the Day Zero Update for June 13th, 2017. I'm Filippo D'Alva.
I'm Patrick Mifflin.
I'm Chris Halogi.
And I'm Teresa Sammons.
And we've just gotten off of the Sony and Nintendo E3 press events. We have thoughts. A lot of thoughts.
Yeah.
Yes, we will get to those. This is going to be one of those shows where we don't necessarily go in order because there's a lot to unpack. But before we get into any of that, I need to acknowledge a derp I made yesterday. We were talking about Bethesda's VR games, Doom VFR, and my door some door slam by itself for some reason, and Fallout VR. And I mentioned that they were for PSVR, HTC Vive, and Oculus Rift. Of course they're not on Oculus Rift. They're suing Oculus.
Yeah, Doom's on PSVR and 5. The other one's just 5.
Yeah, and Skyrim VR, which was announced yesterday, is so far, I think, PSVR. So,
yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was my derp of yesterday. Need to fess up to that. One of those stupid things. Anyways.
And Bethesda really has an easy path to a VR presence.
Yeah. It got all of the things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, just wanted to acknowledge that before we got to the real meat of the stuff. And I also wanted to tip my hat to Mixer for an incredibly solid streaming experience. Yeah, that shit works really well. It's like Twitch was falling all over itself most of the day yesterday, and Mixer was like, yeah, whatever. Maybe that's because there's like hardly anybody in it. But
in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Microsoft bought them for a reason. So, yeah.
They have their shit together.
Yep, they really do. They got a nice interface, too, so that's one of the things that helps.
Yeah.
So let's get into Sony, because they had a show yesterday, or should I say they had half of a show yesterday, because I'm not entirely sure what happened to the rest of it.
Well, they shit the bed again. Let's just call it what it is. They shit the bed again. They open up, here's a gallery of last year's one-year violations, and now here's another gallery of them.
Yeah, and it was mostly the same ones. they teased Shadow of the Colossus remake and did the coming soon thing, so they're not even willing to commit to a date.
Yeah, that's 2018.
Yeah, or...
a fucking remake.
Yeah, granted.
That looks real awesome.
It looked real awesome, but seriously.
Yeah, better than the remaster.
Yeah.
So, like, that's a little bit prettier, but this is full-up remake, so everything's hopefully going to run really well.
Yeah. No, if it runs like The Last Guardian, it should be fine. But, yeah, there was that. But before the show, they made a bunch of announcements, and it was they had Gran Turismo Sport there. They announced Undertale for PS4 and Vita, which you'd think would be something that you would... keep for your stage show, but no, they just kind
of all of these would be on the stage show.
Yeah. Spark, Super Hot VR, which is amazing.
Spark,
I just
want to
point out that Gran Turismo Sport was held off the show floor last year, too.
Oh,
held off the stage show.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spark is from CCP, so the EVE guys.
Yeah.
So that's their new game, and it's basically third-person Pong.
Yeah.
So essentially, you're throwing the balls back and
back
forth.
And forth, yeah. It looks a lot of
Super Hot VR is going to be awesome.
Yeah, Super Hot VR.
Been waiting on that. Probably. Now we just need the regular Super Hot to come over.
Yeah.
Because that so far is stuck on Xbox One.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll come over eventually.
Yeah.
Or they'll probably do, like, you know, you don't need the VR to actually play Super Hot VR, so it will just kind of count as the same thing.
They're different games.
Yeah.
Very different games.
Still.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was Matterfall. We also saw that.
Yeah, it's the new Housemarque game. It's out August 15th.
Yeah.
So they got two games coming
Housemarque.
Out within two months of each other.
Yep.
And that's cool with me. I love me some Housemarque.
Yeah. So that's a lot of good stuff there. And Knack 2, they announced a release date and price for that.
Yep, so. $9.15, like $40.
Yeah. So...
That looks like
looking
it's
for redemption.
Pretty good.
I think they can get it.
Yeah, it Knack 2 is looking really, really solid. So, yeah, and charging $40 is pretty darn good.
Yeah, it's a nice price point.
Yeah, for a full-on sequel.
Co-op too.
Yeah,
or but, better co-op.
Yeah.
I don't really think Mark Cerny is used to having a black eye on his resume, so...
No. Yeah. Once the...
I expect he'll be really pulling out the stops for this game, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. So we should kind of get into the rest of the games that Sony had on offer. I'm going to start from the bottom, because this is what they closed their event with, and it was Spider-Man. It looks amazing. It looks really, really good. Okay, it's not going to come out in time for the movie, because the movie's this year. The game's coming out fall 2018.
Movie's in a couple weeks, I think.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah.
That's too far apart.
Yeah.
Well, it's not...
They weren't really related.
It's not made to support the movie.
No.
No.
It's just things. But that's going to come out, in more than a year and a half. At this point.
It's going to be at E3 next year.
Yep, it will be at E3 next year.
It'll be a three-timer.
Yep, three-timer. So, and then the rest of these are, let's see, I'm looking at Detroit Become Human. That one is a two-timer. God of War is a two-timer. What else did we have here? Yeah, Monster of the Deep. No, that was new.
It looked amusing.
Yeah. Skyrim VR is new.
Pretty sure I saw Ultros there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we missed Hidden Agendas in the pre-show stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's the new game from the Until Dawn people.
Yeah.
Similar style game, but it's more just a crime thriller.
Hmm.
But it has it's part of their new Playlink thing that they're doing.
Okay.
Which is, you know how the Jackbox games work?
Hmm.
It's kind of that.
Hmm.
So you can have four people just on their phones contributing to the decisions that are being made.
Yeah.
As to what to do.
So
it seems that, and that's what Telltale has been doing lately too.
Yeah.
Just so that cool. Whole crowd play thing, which is pretty cool to see.
Yeah. It works really well on Twitch if you're doing that too. So, yeah. Then we had, Days Gone. Now we've seen that, I think, three times already.
That one kind of looked like Breath of the Wild a bit. Because you had the enemies huddled around like a tree fort.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You just let loose the zombie swarm on them.
Yeah.
That freed up.
That whole trailer was just a series of dick moves. I loved it.
Yeah. We saw an expansion for Horizon Zero Dawn called The Frozen Wilds, which looked really good.
Yep.
Not gonna lie. Uncharted
makes me want to go back and finish that now.
Yeah. I really need to get it, but that's not happening yet. Uncharted The Lost Legacy, we saw it again.
Yep.
Looks
real good.
Looks real good. And there's that.
Yep, that's 2 months, so.
Yeah. Days Gone, Monster Hunter World, that was kind of a surprise.
Yeah. Yep. I'm pleased with what I saw.
Yeah, looked pretty good. Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite, not the first time we've seen it, but first time we've seen it at Sony.
Yep.
COD
demo out now.
Yeah, demo's out now. It's downloaded to my PS4, so I'm going to be playing that in a bit.
There's not much to it. You just play a Captain America and X against a couple of Ultron drones.
Okay. Yeah. Something, at least I'll get an idea of what the system is like. Call of Duty World War II, that was there and expected.
I'm curious how they're going to do the multiplayer now that they can't really do anything crazy with it.
Yeah, they probably continue to do the same thing that they always do. Yeah.
It's just going to have to be a more subdued multiplayer compared to what they've had in the past.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll still have prestige, they'll still have perk weapons, it'll just be a little bit different, you know. So, yeah, Skyrim VR, we already mentioned. It's a VR version of Skyrim for PlayStation VR.
Yep. And now I know which version of that I'm going to be buying. Beyond PlayStation VR.
Yeah. And then, let's see, Star Child.
That makes the decision easier.
Yeah,
Star Child is from the people that made Lucky's Tale.
Yeah.
So that's their new game.
Yeah, so they've got one on... they got a game coming to the Xbox One and one coming to the PS4. So.
Yep, it's PSVR.
Yeah. That looks pretty good. Then there's the Impatient. This is obviously the VR section of the program.
That's an Until Dawn prequel.
Yeah.
It takes place 60 years earlier. That whole area they were showing is the mental hospital that you go through, which I was like, that seems really familiar. And I saw later as the prequels, like, that's why.
Yeah.
So I went through that place, scared the shit out of me.
Yeah. Now it can scare the shit out of you in VR.
Yeah, that's a tough thing. It's like, I want more Until Dawn, but I don't want to do horror in VR.
Yeah, you probably literally lose your shit.
There was a Penny Arcade comic about that.
Mm. So, and then a couple of more VR titles. Final Fantasy XV spinoff called Monster of the Deep. That was another.
That's a much better way of doing something with Final Fantasy XV than what they showed last year, which is like this weird light gun shooter at monster battles that were going on.
Yeah.
Huh.
Now you're just catching ridiculous fish.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
not
to
be confused with ridiculous fishing.
No, that would be fun in VR, but. Yeah.
Oh my god, that would be.
More on the subject of Final Fantasy, I'm kind of surprised we didn't get Stormblood featured at the show.
Yeah. Well,
out in a few weeks.
Yeah, that's out in a few weeks.
Well, no, it's early access is Thursday.
Yeah. So then we had Bravo Team, another VR title.
Yep, that's also Supermassive Games. They had three games at the show.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of work.
Yeah, these guys are proving to be pretty prolific.
Yep.
And then we talked about God of War, which looked like God of War.
There's Moss on there.
Yeah, Moss.
That's the other VR game, which looks really cool.
Yeah.
It seems like an adventure action game with a mouse.
Yeah.
Mouse dude. Kind of a little Stuart Little-ish, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that actually could be kind of interesting in VR to play up that little size difference kind of thing. It might be an interesting experience in virtual reality. So
yeah,
be interesting. Detroit Become Human, we talked about, looks amazing.
We saw the last of the main characters they were showing.
Yeah, Marcus.
Yep.
That camera looked a little clunky, I'm not gonna lie, but the rest of it looked really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Destiny 2, they showed off a trailer.
Yeah, trailers aren't really going to be able to do much for Destiny 2 at this point.
Nope.
Because I don't really care about the story, really, that much.
Yeah. So.
At least
neither
right now.
Did they for the first game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they tried to. It's just, they were, that first game was kind of a shit show, so. But they eventually got their crap together.
Yeah.
Another thing we should point out, Call of Duty World War II, that is, in fact, the name.
Yes.
Yep. God damn it.
Yeah. And it's like, what are we going to call this Call of Duty World War II game? Call of Duty World War II.
That's probably the easiest way to signal to people, hey, there's no sci-fi shit. There's no none of that shit in this.
Yeah.
It's World War II. Because I don't know how you would come up with another name. It's like, this is the old shit now.
Yeah.
Getting all laser guns and mechs.
Call of Duty, this
shit.
Is the old shit now. There you go.
Yeah.
Call of Duty, the old shit.
Yeah.
Or just do Call of Duty.
Yeah.
That's what the original.
That's what they should have done.
Yeah.
But that's not what they did. Because now they're stuck. If they want to do a sequel to it, now they have to do Call of Duty World War II 2.
Or they'll just call it the. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, the Pacific Front.
I think we can.
That could work.
Something like that.
I think we can just thank goodness that it's not our problem.
Yeah. it's not a game we're going to be buying, so yeah.
Yeah, and we didn't paint ourselves into that corner. We don't have to name it, so
yep.
Whatever. Have fun, Activision.
Yeah. Yep. So that was your lot for Sony.
Yeah, second year in a row they shit the bed.
Yep. Sean Layden was on stage a total of twice with basically a speaking time of maybe 6 minutes total.
Wow.
Did they acknowledge that Microsoft existed? No. They basically allowed Microsoft to just basically control the narrative at this point.
Yeah.
Now,
Microsoft is the company that respects your investment in the Xbox brand.
Yeah.
And Sony didn't even try to have an answer for it.
Nope. They didn't try to have an answer for it. And granted, okay, Sony's got a lot of really compelling titles there on the show floor. But this presentation didn't really, showcase any of those.
I don't think they understand what the stage show is for anymore.
No, they... they really phoned it in at this point. E3, it's the first of the big shows of the year. You've got this, you've got Gamescom, you've got Tokyo Game Show. This is where the narrative of, you know, what you're doing as a company starts. You phone it in here, it's kind of a black eye for the rest of the year.
Yep.
And that's...
It's the 90 to 120 minutes out of every year that you know you have the undivided attention of your user base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have
to... They haven't capitalized on that for 2 years now.
Yeah.
You have to go back to 2015 where they made everyone's dreams come true. Granted, in hindsight, they were worse than 1 year violations.
Yeah.
But they got it right.
Yeah.
And now it doesn't even seem like they're trying to capture that same energy anymore.
Yeah. It's you know, what I was afraid was going to happen when they started to do really well. They start to become complacent. That just leaves the door wide open for Microsoft to come in and eat their lunch. It's happened to them once already. It can happen again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sony thinks they have this generation locked up, but no, it's still early on. It's got to be very, very interesting to see how it goes and see if they maybe do a turnaround at Gamescom, because that'll be a chance for them to kind of redeem themselves. And then, of course, they got PSX.
I noticed they didn't answer the Xbox One X either.
No, nope. They didn't ask. They said, yeah, we have a PS4 Pro. Okay, let's move on. Yeah.
Now, what are they supposed to do then?
Yeah. Well, a price drop on PS4 Pro,
yep.
That would be a good way to do it.
They don't really need that.
No.
They still
they're already it. They're already coming in below the PS4, the Xbox One X.
Yeah, especially Microsoft's doing that.
They got in this trouble.
Yeah, Microsoft's doing a good job of kneecapping themselves by announcing a $250 Xbox One S the same day they announced the $500 X.
Oh,
hey, here's our new box. It's twice as much as the other box.
Yeah.
You know, it's their way of saying no matter what your price point's at, no matter what your budget, there is an Xbox One for you.
Yeah. It's,
well, yeah.
Go ahead. But,
no, Pat had a good point.
Yeah.
It's, they're just kind of leaving a little bit too much of a gap, in a sense. Like, you either got lots of money to put down for this thing, or you're going to barely scrape in with that $250, maybe a couple cheap games with it.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, Microsoft is known to do bundle deals, like, all the time with games. So, you know, $250, get in on the Xbox platform, you usually be able to get at least two games with it. So,
yeah.
And they're usually not cheap ones, so there's that.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, that's not... It's really not a huge savings over what we paid for our 1S.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that was, what, $300 last year?
We got it like 350? No, it was $280 with Minecraft.
Okay.
Okay.
So I mean, it wasn't bad, but it was also, you know, like day after New Year's, so maybe it was special or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, we're within $30 there.
You got an Xbox One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, that's now you're in the Microsoft ecosystem. That's what they want.
Whether we were in before.
Well, I mean, whether you're playing on Windows 10 or on the Xbox, you know, you're part of that whole Microsoft thing now. You know.
And that came with Minecraft, so then your life is over.
Yeah.
Because you don't need any more after that.
Don't need anything else.
Depending on who it is playing it.
Yeah. Once that big one Minecraft update comes out, well, game over. You know, never doing anything else with that system. Yeah. But yeah, it seems like, you know, Microsoft is going after a very specific set of the market, being, well, everybody. You know, people who have PCs and want the most high-end stuff, they have that option. They can still buy Forza 7. They can get, like, a really amazing experience on that in 4K. There's the folks who are a little bit more budget-minded can pick up an Xbox One S and still get a very good experience. Let's not, let's not beat around the bush here.
Yeah.
Then you got the early adopters for 4K, and let's be honest, it is still early for 4K.
It is.
So, and they've got a, you know, a $500 console for them. And, you know, if you're getting a 4K TV, then you're probably also considering a 4K UHD Blu-ray player, and those are $500. So
just as well get the one that plays video games too.
Yeah, it's the PS3 argument all over again.
God, that's a lot of money to go down all at once.
Well,
the TV, the Xbox One, and
yeah, geez. There's a lot of people who are that's willing to go there.
That's why I'm compartmentalizing that stuff. I'll just get the console, and then maybe next year I'll get the TV.
Yeah.
Guess what? The Pro and the Xbox One will look way better.
Yeah, they will.
But this show was actually pretty good for me, coming in as the guy that wants VR to keep going. They kind of knocked that out of the park with the games they showed.
They did.
Stuff from big people, like obviously the Square Enix thing turned around from that dumb little experience thing to this actual like fun-looking and silly fishing game that they made. Got Skyrim as well, sort of like the big tentpole game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's out this year. Like all these VR games they announced are out this year.
Yeah.
So that's stuff that's going to be out pretty soon for the most part.
Yeah.
The
1 year violation on that is it's going to be another year before I can afford a PlayStation VR.
That doesn't really count.
Yeah.
I know.
And even beyond what they showed here, there's still a bunch more out there on the show floor and that were announced, but didn't necessarily need to be shown on the big screen.
Yeah.
And everything else, there's just tons of games. I don't need all these damn games to be coming out this year because there's already too much. I think there's three of these games they showed that are coming out in consecutive weeks.
Yeah.
It's Matterfall, Uncharted, and Everybody's Golf.
Yeah.
It's all right there, the second half of August.
Yep.
Then next, a couple weeks later after that. Like, yes. Fucking Christ.
Yeah, they got a lot of stuff coming out. Yeah. You know?
It would have been nice if they had featured it all on the stage.
Yeah.
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 You know, you got 2 hours, use them.
Yeah, and they chose not to use.
They didn't even go an hour out.
Time slot. Nope. No, they went about an hour and 1 minute.
It was about 2 hours with their little desk show at the beginning.
Yep, desk show.
Yeah, it was a big desk, and had people stop by constantly and say, "Hey, I got a new trailer. Let's show that."
Yeah. It
would have been nice if they'd announced that.
Yep. But didn't do that. That was all over at live.playstation.com. I think where you can check that out. So that was Sony. A little disappointed.
The problem I had with Sony is that now I still love my PlayStation 4. I love the fact that I own one. And honestly, the fact that it's my main system is probably not going to change over this E3.
No.
The problem is that Microsoft made me feel a whole lot better about being an Xbox One owner than I felt going in.
Yeah.
And Sony didn't make me feel better about being a PlayStation 4 owner.
Right.
My feelings are just kind of the same as they were going in.
Yeah.
That's not how you do E3.
No. Like I said, this is your... You don't get a second chance to make a first impression.
Yeah, I think for Xbox, I came out of it like... Well, that's going to keep going. There's a couple things there that's going to be cool, but a lot of it was just, hey, there's this indie game that's coming out first on us. I don't know if I care about it yet, because a lot of it was just rapid-fire succession. I didn't really get a chance to like go in-depth on which ones are which, where they're at. Like, some of it's already out on PC. It's like I'm probably going to end up buying PlayerUnknown Battleground on Steam. In a couple weeks when I get some money to spend.
Yeah.
Phil, how much Project Gotham are we going to be streaming?
Well, none, because there isn't any.
Well, I mean, on the backward compatibility.
Oh, yeah, probably all of it, assuming that game ever makes it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing that it'll be a similar situation with the 360 backward compatibility where you can just put the disc in.
Yeah, hopefully. Details on that are still sketchy. We just know the Flubber is back. So, yeah. We'll have to be looking
at that. I kind of missed that splash screen.
Yeah. So let's move on to Nintendo, who had a very tight half-hour presentation this morning. They kind of focused more on first-party titles, and I think that's kind of okay.
I mean, that's the traditional way of doing E3.
Yeah, and we were kind of afraid that their presentation would be kind of padded out with 3DS stuff. No, 3DS was completely absent from that presentation. Everything
that's
we saw
the
there
streams,
was,
I think.
Yeah, it was yeah. Switch. Yeah. So let's get into it. Xenoblade Chronicles 2. Nintendo swears it's coming out this year. They
yeah,
swear it is.
I'm starting
Still
to believe them.
Mm, yep.
Is it fall 2017?
Yeah.
And I'm increasingly interested in this game because even though they showed the Monolith Soft logo at the start of the trailer, everything that I saw after that had me convinced that I was looking at Grandia 4. So, yeah, that's moved up my list quite a bit.
Yeah.
Also seems the battle system's going full turn-based, which I fully welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, it did look good. It made my ears bleed, but yeah.
Well, I dare you to play a Grandia game and not say the same thing.
Yeah, well, this is...
Like, the soundtrack was on point and the voice acting was miserable. That's what Grandia does.
yeah. See, I've been spoiled by Dragon Age. That's the problem. but yeah, it did look good. It's another tick box in my ever-growing reasons to buy a Switch.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's going to probably happen eventually. They showed teasers for Kirby and Yoshi. These are a little bit further off. Those are 2018
games. Look great.
Oh, yes. My God. Yes. Both. Now. Buy. Get. Want.
Yeah. yes.
Yeah. I was a little disappointed. Yoshi seems to be just 2D, like 2.5D, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though it
kind of
looks
that.
Like you should be able to do more 3D movement in it.
Yeah.
But it seems like they're going the Super Mario 3D Land route with it.
Yeah, I fully support that decision. I want more of that.
Yeah.
I want more Yoshi's Woolly World.
yeah.
That was fucking awesome. Well, that was 2D as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So again, the problem.
It was 3D in the weird menu area.
Mm. Yeah.
Like the actual map screen. That was cool.
Right. That was like the only place.
I need my Yoshi... Yoshi Galaxy game. 3D Yoshi exploration thing.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet we're going to eventually see that.
Yeah. I think that eventually
fuck
happens.
All these Yoshi's Island reboots that are terrible. for Woolly World.
wow.
They keep doing those on GBA, DS, 3DS, and they're all terrible. it's like Yoshi's Woolly World is the first time they ever nailed it when they tried to capture that magic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Now they know what to do, though.
Yeah.
And give it to those guys. Say, fuck, we can't do anything with this.
Yeah. Yeah, but those.
Tell us how you really feel.
but those games did look great.
Terrible before. Yeah. And they gave it
to
the.
Yeah.
Kirby's Epic Yarn people, and they're like, yeah, we fucking do this amazingly.
Yeah. And they did.
Yeah, the Kirby one. I was just like, yep, yeah, okay, money.
Yeah.
Here,
yep.
take.
have to buy Switch.
Good too.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're not one-year violations. Hopefully we'll be playing them before E3 next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just liked watching it when there was that middle part of the show where the guy's like, yeah, we're just talking about 2017 games. Kirby was before it, 2018. Yoshi after it, 2018. And the Metroid Prime 4. Also 2018, it's like,
yeah.
Oh, you kind of messed that up when you just surround this 2017 guy with 2018.
But if they're counting it as anything that happens in the next 12 months, then that's fair.
Yeah.
If you're going to be playing it in time for E3 next year, then I'm not too mad at that.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing
is... said early 2018, then.
Yeah.
So just 2018.
Yeah. The problem... Well, I don't know if it's really a problem. I think it was more of a stylistic way of presenting it. They showed stuff that was coming out this year, and then they sprinkled in stuff that was further out. But they didn't spend a whole lot of time on them.
Yeah.
So it was, especially that Metroid Prime 4, which was basically a logo. So, So that's happening at some
same
point.
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah, Game Freak, they didn't even get a logo. They just kind of said...
We're doing a proper Pokemon RPG on console, which is a megaton announcement. But yeah. They straight up admitted it's not worth talking about or putting that much time into right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like a stop yelling at us, people. Stop it. We're doing the thing you want. Shut up.
Basically.
That's the right way to do it.
Yeah. That's how you handle it. We also got Zelda DLC and saw more of that, along with the amiibos to go along with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to cash it in.
I'm sure the Mipha amiibo is going to sell all of the copies.
Yes.
Fanboys are going to want their fish waifu.
Yeah.
God damn.
They're still missing the prince, the fish prince.
Hmm.
Like, that's like one of the most popular characters in that game, and still doesn't have the amiibo.
He was hilarious. He was just such a fucking dork.
I mean, you just need him doing his pumping his arm up, and you got it fucking made. It's easy, $15 right there.
It's true.
Yeah. Another announcement was Rocket League coming to the Switch.
Fuck yeah. With the $20 down.
Yep. Rocket League, Switch, cross-network play, which Psyonix seems to be pretty good at doing. They didn't mention what networks, but
probably Steam and Switch.
Steam, Switch, and maybe Xbox Live, because those three can play together already.
Making Rocket League portable. Holy shit.
Yeah, that was nice as this game.
Yep.
You know, for people with a public transportation commute.
Rocket that's League, gonna rule. Yeah. If they manage to put in a split screen with two Joy-Cons,
they're in trouble. Split screen.
Yeah, so
on the other version, so should be good to go.
Yep. So, that's this is how you weaponize a game, basically.
Though you're going to need some great Wi-Fi if you want to play online.
Yeah.
Though then you're going to be that asshole in the game that has high ping and causing the game to run like shit.
Well, there's also ad hoc.
Wi-Fi to Wi-Fi.
So I don't know how many other Rocket League people you're going to meet on a train or whatever.
Well, be surprised.
Yeah, you may be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just go by my 3DS Street Pass numbers, which was nothing.
Yeah.
So nothing. I don't get them anymore from retailers because they took them all down.
Yeah. They don't exist anymore. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then there's finally they ended off with Mario Odyssey, which let's not beat around the bush. Looks amazing and is going to sell all of the copies. This will sell systems. So there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
We got a nice look at gameplay today. We saw those hybrid 2D, 3D stages, which I'm sure Phil Fish is pissed off about now.
It's just telling us to what kind of doors might have opened for him if he hadn't been an asshole.
Yeah, because it's like, Fez is coming out? Oh, no, this is Mario. Yeah, that's totally what happened there. It looks amazing. I love like the hat things that are going on there. The sound design, the way it like shifts from 8-bit to more modern type music seamlessly, is amazing. Hats off to whoever's doing the sound design for that game, because they're doing a really good job.
So did Mario get a hold of some manic panic and dye his hair red? Because he sure looked that way. In the posters or whatever the hell was behind them, the video.
I know he's kind of a brunette, which weirdly contrasts with his black mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
been like that since they've done like high res art.
Well, but he looked like really red.
And maybe it's the hat being right next to it too.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that could be.
Yeah.
Having a possessed hat does that for people.
Yeah. I'm surprised his hair hasn't just turned white at this point. I'm wearing a possessed hat. This is a problem. I probably should do something about that.
It's sucking my life force. Save me.
Yeah. It's called. Yeah, I think the hat's name is Cappy or something.
Yeah.
I think this is how creepypastas start.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. They need to add Shampoodle in there so she could color his hair for him. We can have purple hair Mario. It's going to happen someday. It's going to happen someday.
Oh, yeah. Something is, that's definitely in the cards at some point. Maybe DLC. Who knows?
Yeah, it's a nice creative Mario game. Like, the first time I've seen that since Galaxy.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like, this just looks fucking awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, I like Galaxy. This kind of has been looking better and better each progressive time that we've seen it. So, yeah.
Which is like twice.
Twice, but mm-hmm. still. this was the, I think this was the big coming out party for the game. So, yeah, job done. Success. I think you're going to
hear
what
we were talking about, how
it would
be amazing if it came in on November.
Yeah.
So, the end of October.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well done, Nintendo.
Same day as Shadow of War.
Yeah.
Well, they
I think
are
they're going
for
different
for
audiences. Yeah.
I don't see a lot of cross-pollination between those two fan bases, so I think they're going to be okay.
Yeah. And what they need to do now is do bundle. Switch, a Mario Odyssey-themed Switch. They'll get people in pretty easily, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what color do you make the Joy-Cons?
Well, the Splatoon one is neon yellow, so let's not do that.
You just have like a darker red and blue?
Yeah.
For like his cap and jean overalls?
Yeah, red and blue, or...
Yeah, they could do like with
red
a white
red and green
button.
With a Luigi controller.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, here's the colors that are just darker shades of what we had at launch.
That's what they did with the Wii remotes a few years ago.
Yeah. But, so, that was it. That was pretty much Nintendo's whole press conference. Well, Nintendo Direct or Showcase, whatever you want to call it. It was half an hour long.
They did a whole hell of a lot with a half hour.
Yeah. It was just packed to the gills with stuff. The pacing was really good. I can't really complain about anything that I saw there. Apart from that tease of Metroid Prime 4, which did irritate me a little bit, because you saw the logo, and it's like, yeah, well, can I see some gameplay? Nope. Mm-mm. Nope, not seeing any of that.
Yeah, that 4 on Metroid Prime 4 looks suspiciously Smash Brothers-like, and I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I don't want any of that in there.
Yeah. Nope. But it is Metroid Prime, so it better be the first-person thing, and it better be developed by Retro, so...
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Just give them the franchise at this point.
Yeah. So they know what to do with it. Another Metroid
like
news.
Do something new. I think that would be nice.
Yeah.
Just be the Donkey Kong Metroid people. Free them to do something new for you guys.
Yeah. Well.
I think it's a good gig, and they probably enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll wait and see. There was other Metroid news, though. This was happened outside the show. It was the announcement of Metroid Samus Returns coming to 3DS. Mm-hmm. This is essentially a remake of Metroid 2, the Game
Boy
game.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. Remember...
didn't Nintendo just shut one of those down?
Yeah, I think they kind of did. Like, I'm pretty sure they actually did and actually threatened the guy with lawsuits.
Yeah,
I think that happened.
And now they're releasing one.
Yeah, gee.
Yeah,
that doesn't look suspicious at all.
No, not in the slightest.
Derp. People want 9/15. This. Maybe we should make it
9/15. Yeah.
Yep. And this is basically what we wanted out of to come after A Link Between Worlds was, hey, let's do like a new 2.5D Metroid game.
Yeah.
And that's what this is.
That's what that is. Yeah.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they already proved that the market was there for it.
Yeah.
It's strange that it's on 3DS, though. Why would you put it there when you're trying to build up the user base of the Switch? I mean, this was...
They're still trying to sell 3DSs and sell 3DS games. They're not going to let that system go anywhere anytime soon.
No.
Yeah, this was like probably started a while ago.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah,
we're still in that phase where like all the 3DS announcements aren't like, oh, the Switch has been out for 3 months, let's just start working on this 3DS game.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot of
it's
stuff
still scummy as fuck.
Yeah, it does feel a little petty.
Sega would have given that guy a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, we'll get Metroid Samus Returns HD next year.
On the Switch.
Yeah.
So, So yeah, that's pretty much it for our Sony and Nintendo wrap up. Yeah, no show tomorrow. We're going to be taking the day off and just catching up on all the other stuff that's been going on, show floor demos and the like. Just going to check out PSN and Nintendo eShop, see if any E3 stuff shows up there. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting day. We will be back Thursday with our overall thoughts on the show. And, yeah, so look forward to that in a couple of days.
Yeah, once again, enjoy your E3, everybody, with it about to start in earnest.
Yep. Yeah, you think the show's ending? No, this is the first day. So have fun with that.
The show floor doesn't even open until tomorrow, doesn't it?
No, it's opening today.
Okay.
Yeah, it's today, tomorrow, and Thursday. So, yeah. So, with that, I am Filippo D'Onofo.
I'm Patrick Mifflin.
I'm Chris Sologi.
And I'm Teresa Sammons.
And we'll see you in a couple of days.